This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! Go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Did you hop into a photo with them?
I did not look. I was in.
Courtney, have you seen Greg? Hopping is no longer in the repertoire.
Did Jill say, Greg, I can't wait till Jack takes me to Disneyland for a honeymoon?
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I used to be Jay-Z and Beyonce, then Barack and Obama, then Travis.
Barack and Obama.
I love Barack,
I mean, Barack
and Obama.
And Michelle. Yeah.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
And what's the saying that Greg always says? I'll screw it up, so I don't even want to attempt. About extraordinary people.
We make exceptions for exceptional people.
Right.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Encountered a grown-ass man with a full-size scepter.
What is a scepter?
A magician wand.
But bigger. Right. Much bigger.
Oh, I see.
It's like the size of a bow staff.
Oh, because I know the size of a bow staff.
Wait, you never watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? You don't know Donatello?
Turtles in a Half Shell.
Turtle Power.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
WEEI. It's my people.
WEEI.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
It's go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up? What up?
Happy Monday.
It is.
Celtics are back in this thing.
Yep.
Game 4 this evening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a long row to hoe, but I'm sure everybody feels better after what happened on Saturday.
Much better.
Of course. I mean, I think when you look at Saturday, I obviously as a fan, you go, I can't believe you're down. You were down 0-2. You should be up in the series 3-0. But you know what? You're right back in it. You just can't have what happened to the Cleveland Cavaliers last night happened to you where they come out and they're on fire.
So Pacers won more and they closed that out.
That's it.
Is that 3-1 that series?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. So, wow. You know, They need it. They need to have all that energy and come out tonight like they did Saturday night. Set this thing up 2-2.
Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Excellent. How was your weekend?
Oh, lovely. Gotta love the moms. On to Father's Day.
Oh, yes, Mother's Day. I saw that you returned once again to the Museum of Ice Cream with James over the weekend.
Greg, you're rubbing off on me. He's free until 3. So I'll be there every day for the rest of my life. I know I could perform the entire spiel of all the Ice Cream and Museum employees. I was Cookie Curtis. That's my ice cream name. And it was amazing. But it was a on the Knicks very briefly just on Saturday.
Yes.
The people that cover the Knicks suck. Like, I don't understand the – I understand Yankee fan. Like, you're 70, you've seen 20 championships, you think you created the sport, whatever. The Knicks are the least successful NBA franchise of my lifetime, basically.
Yeah.
And did you guys see the back and forth with Portnoy's tweet that the Knicks took the video on their social media? So after the game, Dave Portnoy's laughing like – you idiots, Celtics and six, whatever. And then the Knicks social media account tweeted it out, and this guy, Stefan Bondi, who covers the team for the Daily News or some newspaper that's now defunct, and he was mocking how Celtics fans have won less than any other, like that they've sucked for the last 30 years. They've only won 2 championships. And I'm like, the Knicks literally haven't ever won anything. And you cover the team. Why are you arguing with Dave Portnoy on social media?
Yeah, they were – the Knicks social media was getting very aggressive. I saw, and I think Mitch has it, they were posting Ben Stiller, who was in Jason Tatum's face. It should be on Twitch this morning and on YouTube.
Can I also just say, all of the celebrities, they jacked up the prices. Like, if you were a real Knicks fan, you weren't in the building. You couldn't afford it. It was $900 a ticket to get in there.
50 and grand for courtside.
I get it's MSG, and I get it. Like, oh, the celebs are going to come out. It's the playoffs. What do you expect? Boston, it was like $125 to get in.
Yeah.
So, dumb.
So, with the courtside, it was 50,000 for
that
game
Saturday?
Yeah,
that's where they were floating around at.
Yeah.
Imagine that. That's crazy. A game 3 in the second round? Wow.
And I'm a honk. Like, I don't like being a honk and ripping the refs and all that, or the broadcasters. But that was borderline unlistenable with Doris Burke, Mike Breen, and was it Richard Jefferson?
Yes. Yeah.
It was like... Every time the Knicks cut it to 26, they're like, ooh, the crowd is sensing a comeback. Yeah. I'm like, okay, Mike, I know you do the Knicks games. Like, Doris Burke, you know, you created the world. We should all genuflect in your presence. But they sucked. It was a brutal broadcast. The Celtics dominated that game from beginning to end. And the looks of the celebs that were sitting there was worth it in the fourth quarter just to keep watching.
Yeah, your boy, Pete Pritch, man.
Pete Pritch was huge a bunch of times in that game. And I'm critical of Jason Tatum when he deserves it. Mm-hmm. And so when he doesn't deserve it, I gotta have the same energy. He showed up and showed out and had a game.
Yeah, they did enough
Saturday,
in the first half to kind of like – really, really distance themselves. So then when the Knicks try to make that little bit of a run in the third quarter, they had enough of a lead. But then they made enough shots in the third and fourth quarter.
But
so
let me ask you this, Wiggy, because, like, so what's the number that they need to hit? Like, they led by 28 at one point in that one, up by 30. Like, is that what they need to be up by if they're going to let them back in the third? Because that theme is a bit... annoying.
No, they just need to, when they need to in the third quarter, third and fourth quarter, they just need to make shots. You know, I mean, obviously that's the basic thing, but when you look at where they were in game 3 versus where they were in game 1-2, those guys were making shots in the third quarter, you know, especially from three-point land, which, you know, they shot, what, over 50% in the first half?
No, I mean, if they can hit, if they can shoot 42, 43 threes and hit half of them, then they'll close them out and win the series.
Or at least 30.
If you're Bill Chisholm, when you just bought the team and you're worried about the apron and everything, and we just described what they need to do to win, don't you cut Mazzulla's salary in half?
I don't know if you can do that one, though.
Like, okay, so shoot threes, and if we make them, we win. Great. Go out there, team.
And also, I know it's not worth complaining about anymore because everybody does it, but Carl Anthony Towns looking for a call on every possession is embarrassing. Like, every single time he touches the basketball, he is... He's got his arms flailing about in the direction of the official looking for a call. It is, it's
That's
it's
the ridiculous. New NBA. It's so bad.
I know, but I don't have to like it.
I know you don't. I mean, it's just
I do not have to like it.
You watch it. I was watching yesterday. I was watching the Nuggets in OKC, and it's like every play, Jokic goes to the hole. It's same thing with all the superstars. Everybody does it because everybody's looking for a foul. I get it. I don't like it either, just the way I don't like a million three-pointers, but... You know, it's what we got to watch.
Carl Anthony Towns looks like Greg when his sauce was broken at Davio's at the airport. Every time he goes to the lane.
Yeah. He's always got the two hands
right,
up. Like,
do you know who I am?
Speaking of how I look, some sort of an issue again in the Twitch chat with my haircut. And so Butter Guy is asking that I grow it out for the summer. I like the high and tight. Lindsay happens to like the high and tight because she says it makes me look younger.
And that's so, all that matters.
I mean, you know, she said I got a good 2 or 3 years on the high and tight, Curtis.
Low bar.
Well, you got low. It's low on the top. You definitely cut it down off the top.
Yeah, but I mean, that was last week. I was in here with the same haircut on Thursday and Friday. Nobody said a word.
When he gets that, hold the tight.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can watch this show on Twitch, and you can certainly comment on the appearance of all of us on in the Twitch chat, if you like. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And at Springer's Jewelers, they don't just sell diamonds. They teach you how to buy them. They have the best prices in New England. So you will also save money because they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So if you got a diamond that you need to get, you got to go and see the team at Springer's Jewelers. We have a lot to get to on the show. It is a getaway day for me and for Wiggy and for Courtney. So we are here, I would assume, till about 9:10, and then we have to go to the airport. You will get a rare weekday Ken and Curtis show from 9:10 until 10 o'clock. Am I correct about that, Curtis?
So dumbest of the day will occur between 9:10 and 10.
Okay. We are off to Bermuda for the Greg Hill Classic, our annual golf tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. So,
can't wait, man.
Your first time in Bermuda.
Yes. My wife and I have been doing like a lot of research on the place and everything.
Really? Do you have a full notebook? Do you have a bunch of notes in your
notebook? We just, you know, we generally go to YouTube. And
let me guess what you're looking at first.
The spa is beautiful.
No, I was going to suggest it was... Which beach are the two of you going to soil upon arrival?
No, that's nighttime. Well, don't they have a beach right there?
They
have a private beach.
Well, they do. Island.
We are beach sexers.
I'm far away from that sand once the sun goes down.
Yeah, Courtney requested a non-beach view, which was interesting.
Hey, when the sun goes down, you never know what comes up.
I agree. Oh, okay. I mean,
it's a lot of things.
Jeez. Yeah.
The stars.
I mean, have the two of you ever had beach sex in a foreign country?
What does the Caribbean count?
Yes, the Caribbean. Well,
I don't know. Is like the Caribbean? Isn't some places part in the Caribbean, part of U.S.?
Yeah, the U.S. Virgin Islands. Yes. The British Virgin Islands. Right. But no island you go on is virgin, right?
So. Where's Jamaica? Is that foreign?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. And then speaking of traveling, I assume at some point, Curtis, that maybe it's somebody's lead, will get to John Henry making the trip out to make sure that Rafael Devers does not have hurt feelings wherever he happens to be.
My favorite part of that was Devers kicking Breslow out or not allowing him in and just having John Henry sit down with him.
What a weekend
it was.
Did he do a 180, though, Devers?
What do you mean?
Like, isn't he now willing to play first base, or was that someplace?
I don't think he's willing to play first base. I think John Henry went out there and brought some kind of an ice cream sundae and delivered it to him so he's happy.
Doesn't that tell you he, though, in John Henry's mind, is the face of your franchise? Like, if they're flying out to go meet with him in a closed-door meeting to make sure that his feelings aren't hurt?
Well, no.
No, I don't think they were making sure his feelings weren't hurt. They were telling him, we pay you $30 million a year.
I hope that's what they were doing.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't think so?
No, I do not. I do not think that that's what it was. I don't think it was a, you know, a sun listen up here. I think it was a, hey, how's everything going? I want to make sure that you know that you are a priority.
Right. Then why wouldn't he have talked to him this spring about that?
Well, maybe he did. But I think that if he's saying, hey, we pay you $30 million plus, that would be a phone call. Like, this could be an email type deal.
But that's why it was such a big story, is that he flew there after those comments after Thursday's game when he made, in my view, an ass of himself. John Henry wanted to talk to him face-to-face and explain to him what they expect as the organization.
Well, I guess it goes to your point, Courtney. I guess it depends on what Devers does next. Like, if Devers is still playing DH and not apologizing, then it's, hey, we're here for you. But if he's willing to play first base now moving forward, then it was like, hey, we pay you all this money, you better play first base. Doesn't that really? Because I'm kind of like, I get what Courtney's saying. Why does the owner of the team need to fly out? It's either A, to stroke the ego of a superstar, or lay down the hammer. And if Devers is still not, you know, willing to help out at first base, then it's more he was stroking the ego of his superstar.
He was definitely stroking the ego. When you hear what Devers said, and then all of a sudden John Henry is flying out to meet with him, to me that's, oh shoot, I got to make sure that this isn't going to absolutely torpedo the rest of the season if this guy's pissed off. Like, that's how I took
it. It's not going to go nuclear.
Yeah.
According to Alex Cora, it was John who spoke directly with Rafi and to tell him, like it was, that the situation that unfolded on Thursday, they needed to have an honest conversation about what we value as an organization, what we believe is important to the Boston Red Sox, and what being a great teammate means for us.
Was the translator in there?
I don't know. But that doesn't sound like we love you, Rafi. Keep it up. That sounds like a message about what you did was unacceptable and how you discussed your role on the team publicly.
No.
He didn't apologize then, Devers?
Oh, we can get into that.
Well, okay. All right, because I don't know. I don't know if I didn't really. I saw it, but I didn't know if it was like erection, Coach Erection out there.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really 100% sure.
Well, we obviously have a lot to get into. So our lead's coming up in about 10 minutes, and then they set it at 7:20. And that is a quick back and forth on everything that they said over the weekend in sports. We will go over what Joe Mazzulla said, Wiggy, about embracing the darkness, about being in the dark, and about loving the darkness. So we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It at 7:20. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45, and that includes Would Wiggy Eat It and how Chicago is celebrating the new Pope in a sandwich.
Mm.
And also, this is going to be pure brilliance. For the first time ever on this show, Pokemon Savant, our own Pokemon Savant, versus a PAX East Pokemon video game Savant, who Jackson found over the weekend at PAX East.
Okay.
Okay.
Legit mono, competition.
Mono a mono.
Okay.
Or I should say, Mon who lives in basement with mother. Oh, Mon who lives in basement with mother. Oh,
I live in a house. Thank you. That isn't owned by my mother.
Okay. Are you confident in your abilities?
Yes, Greg. I am just unbelievably confident in my abilities to the point where I have zero doubt.
These questions are all video game related.
I've been playing the game since like 1998. I think I'll be fine.
Uh-oh.
Okay. This is Whalehouse, though.
I take PAX East.
You
I mean,
do?
If you're paying to go to PAX East.
Right. You're traveling from somewhere.
It's like $75 a day for a ticket.
Right. Probably the Greyhound, but still you're traveling from somewhere. I would imagine that you know your video game.
I would assume.
This is going to be a showdown, Chime. We'll do that about 8:20 or so.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. But right now, to get us started, here is Courtney with what is trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics have game four tonight in New York after taking game three on Saturday, 115-93. Peyton Pritchard led the way with 23 points. Jason Tatum right behind him with 22. Sam Hauser is the sole guy on the injury report. He's listed as questionable for this evening.
So we got, I never been to Bermuda. What channel is the game on tonight?
That is something that I'm going to call ahead to the restaurant to make sure that we figure out.
TNT or ESPN?
Tonight is ESPN.
All right.
Hopefully you guys get an international version, and it's not Doris and what's his face, the Mike Breen broadcast.
Oh, it's not.
No, I don't know. I said maybe internationally they gave a different broadcast.
7:30
tip tonight.
Correct.
For the Celtics and the Knicks, and we will be watching it. We will find a way watch it at the restaurant this evening.
Yeah. We had two other playoff games last night. The Thunder tie up their series with the Nuggets, and the Pacers lead the Cavs 3-1 in that series. NBA lottery draft is tonight at 7 p.m. The Utah Jazz, Washington Wizards, and Charlotte Hornets each have the highest, a 14% chance of landing that number one spot. The Red Sox beat the Royals 3-1 yesterday, taking that series. Rafi Devers and Willy Abreu both homered in this one, while Lucas Giolito. I choose you! Struck out five over his 6 2/3 innings pitched. The guys in Detroit now to take on the Tigers. First pitch is at 6:40. Lou Maloney will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh.
I'm gonna have to listen to that game on the Odyssey app in Bermuda simply for Lou Maloney. Mm-hmm. He has his game, Curtis, when it comes to play-by-play and doing the color is... He's elevated it, Lou Maloney.
He's awesome.
He's the best.
The man is a talent, a treasure, a New England treasure.
Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the NHL yesterday, Dallas leads Winnipeg 2-1 in their series, and Carolina ties up their series with Toronto with a win last night. And let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 45 degrees in Boston. Partly cloudy skies. Going to be gorgeous today. Abundant sunshine. High in the mid-70s.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming up, we will get to They Said It at 7:20 this morning and hear a little bit from Joe Mazzulla, and I would imagine a little bit from Jaylen Brown chime coming up during They Said It.
You know it, Greg.
Maybe some Jason Tatum coming up during They Said It as the Celtics look to even this thing up with a win this evening.
And so early this morning, and I've already screwed up. I apologize. No. I said Carolina, and I didn't say Florida when I was doing NHL. I'm very sorry. I always do that, you know, when there's multiple Panthers teams, cross sports, you know, your mind gets jumbled.
Okay.
So I mean, apologies.
It's fine. Don't beat yourself up.
No, I will the rest of the day.
It's a Monday.
No,
am
I
right, Curtis? It's a Monday.
And it's a getaway day.
It's truck
day.
That's right.
Right. And Wiggy's figured out what country he's going
to.
Yeah.
I mean, when I think of the Caribbean, for some reason.
It's not the Caribbean. Bermuda's not the Caribbean.
No. I know that. But I had
why are you thinking about the Caribbean?
Because I had never been to Bermuda. And so I thought Bermuda was somewhere in the Caribbean.
Now, I will say Bermuda looks like the Caribbean.
Yes. And so I had never been there.
Don't worry, Curtis. I've been checking everybody in, and Wiggy's like, this is so annoying. I'm like, I'm the one doing it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would have done
Courtney
it.
If Courtney wasn't here, nothing would be done.
I would have done it, but they sent it to you. So
No, they didn't.
No, because I had sent my passport and stuff to Adam, so I thought he did it. Then, so
I know, you still have to check in for your flight. Adam's checking you in.
I text them.
He booked you your flight.
I text yesterday on the group chat, how do I check in, because I want...
You texted yesterday, what's our flight information?
Right.
So I sent you that.
What? Because I thought they would send me the itinerary place to check in, because I was going to go in and put all the information in. But so I had never been to Bermuda. I have no problem doing it, Courtney. If you want to send it to me, I'll check my wife in. It ain't that hot.
You're going to like it. Like, we will watch. I think somebody asked Courtney to do it. I'm guessing probably Ashley.
Well,
from
Ashley
the
had
foundation.
Texted me this
she's
morning.
She's stress bragging right now.
I'm not.
What she's doing.
No, I just thought it was funny that you were like, "This is so annoying." I'm like, "Okay."
Yeah, it was annoying.
I'm trying to help.
No, it was annoying that I wasn't able to do it. So I'm trying to take
some. You could have.
Yeah, well, you could have sent it to me. Yeah, that's what I was saying. It was annoying because you were like, give me this, give me that. I was like, well, I don't know.
I asked for your passport.
You're stress bragging, so just send it to me if you want me to do it.
I got to give Courtney a lot of credit, though, because aren't normally when you travel with Santo the passenger princess?
Yes.
Yeah, so I give Courtney a lot of credit.
And I like to do all my checking in anyway, so that's why I said it's annoying, because I like to do all that stuff.
Apologies.
But anyways, I had never been to Bermuda, so I thought Bermuda was somewhere near the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And isn't Puerto Rico part of
America?
America, yep. And there's Virgin. So I kind of like put all those places together and I'm like, all right. So when I think, when you go international, I'm thinking of like maybe Tahiti or Bali or someplace. I'm not really counting the Caribbean as that.
I understand.
Right.
Well,
if you went to Canada, it would be a different country. It's not like Tahiti. It's just Canada.
Yeah, no, I know that. But I was just like, I felt like the Caribbean area is like, you know, USA adjacent.
I mean, geography, not necessarily your strong suit.
Yeah, I don't really.
We've covered that.
Listen, I only go to the Caribbean. So,
not today.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
You're going to like this more, I think.
It looks like, I always ask, does it look like the Caribbean? And if it's blue sand, blue water and white sand, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was only like an hour and 20 minutes away.
Well, there's a time difference.
No, but the flight.
I know, it's 2 hours.
The flight is only an hour and 20 minutes out. What'd you say, an hour and 30 minutes?
It's like 2 hours.
Oh, it's 2 hours. Yeah. Okay.
You're going to like it.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
And we watched the Celtics playoff game last year at the Swizzle Inn.
Yes, we did.
And we can probably watch it there tonight, I would assume.
And Wiggy will love that because they say, we'll stay open as long as you want to stay.
That is true, Wiggy. This is Walter from Boston. Hello, Walter.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. I was just, this morning I woke up to Good Morning America shooting promos of they're doing an interview with Bill.
Yes.
Friday morning.
Yes.
It's shocking. But one thing I wanted to say, Greg, if guys are critiquing you on the way you look, they have to have a little sugar in the tank. I never understood that, when another guy would critique a guy on the way he looks.
Well, I'm okay with it. I mean, you know.
It looks good, man. I don't get that one. Guys, have a good day, though.
Walter, I appreciate it. I put myself out there on Twitch and YouTube, and I'm okay with a review on how
haircut looks fine to me.
On how I look. But yes, Bill Belichick will be interviewed by Michael Strahan on Friday morning, Curtis.
In a million years, like I this is running up the score at this point. Like I just sitting in a Maine conference room watching Miss Maine as new details continue to trickle out from Pablo Torre's investigation that they met when she was 19 years old.
Mm.
Wonder why she said we don't want to talk about that after we all fell for the I'm a philosophy major that happens to be flying first class to Palm Beach.
Not talking about this.
Oh my God! What an awful story. At least have a better you know plan of attack.
Is anybody doing Jordan and the beauty pageant as their lead?
I will be.
Otherwise, all right. I don't want to. We'll wait until we get to that.
All right.
But I is Michael Strahan allowed to ask Bill anything he wants on Friday?
I'm guessing Jordan is not in the room for that.
Okay, but that doesn't answer my question. Like,
is
he allowed to ask him anything he wants, or is does
no? Nah, they probably already. They'll be.
What's the point of doing it then?
It'll be all book and football related. It'll be all like
no questions at all about his personal life.
No, it'll be all football stuff. You know, your coaching coming up when he first started coaching with his dad. You know, it'll be all that kind of stuff. What motivates him to coach? I bet Jordan, she's in the room.
Yeah,
she's definitely there. But it's going to be all, especially with Strahan.
She's not going to be there.
Of course, she will.
Like he has to have learned that one simple lesson at least.
Yeah.
After last week, Greg. Why in God's green earth is Bill in Maine for that?
I don't know why. Because
support.
Because she told him that he had to be there. Mm-hmm. And he.
But I thought he was talking to different PR people and that he was making changes.
Nah. He did end up having like a new, he was with the former VP of communications for the NFL who was with him at an NYU panel and Jordan was not there. So I'm with Curtis. I do think that he's shifting his ways. And I think PR management wise, it's going to be more of a professional than his girlfriend.
All right. Well, let's get to it. Shime, if we could, let's get to today's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, there he is, Shime. Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, and New York, New York. And The Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. God, I can't even. Knicks fans might be the most delusional fan base on planet Earth. And I love them, but they're also dumb because their team sucks. Going into Saturday's game, I did a 4-hour program with Mego on Saturday, and I could not have been more confident that the Celtics were going to win on Saturday in New York against the Knicks. And I have all of the confidence in the world that they're going to do the same thing tonight. Do you want to know why? Because Joe Mazzulla, very steadfast in his approach to just launching threes, was actually kind of right. Because if they had made 27% of their threes in those first two games, they win both of them. If they shoot 30, they win by 10 in both games. So, like, I understand that people hate the nerds and hate the numbers, but Joe Mazzulla's right. Because this is the best three-point shooting team quite possibly ever assembled. And so when they shoot better than 30%, they are going to blow doors on 99% of basketball teams, especially the New York Knicks, who suck. I saw a video this weekend of a Knicks fan who was like, would you rather have Jalen Brunson or ex-NBA player? And they went through the entire NBA and were like, yeah, I'd rather have Brunson, dude. Like, this guy's so clutch. Like, what are we... The Knicks suck. They're so bad. They're not even like a legitimate competitive NBA franchise. They want to be, and they're not. The Celtics are going to stomp them tonight. They're going to win this series, and they're going to make their way to the NBA Finals when they get the Pacers in the next round, who they're going to beat up on again like they did last year. It's going
to
be great.
To be clear, when it comes to living and or dying by the three, Joe Mazzulla has it right here. And those of us who have been complaining about it, after games one and games two, should just shut up.
But it's not Joe Mazzulla, though, Shime. It's the analytics department.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
So anybody could be on the sideline implementing what the analytics guys say.
I don't disagree. He is just currently the face of it, Curtis, because he's the one that tells us about it all the time and not the guys in the front office who are doing the actual numbers. But more or less, it is a W for the nerds. It's a W for the numbers people because as much as the real basketball people hate it, that it's not just a quantity over quality game. It is just a numbers game. If you make one or two more threes, you win both of those games, and it's that simple.
All right, Chime. Thank you very much, Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I'm going to go non-sports today. I found this story interesting. Florida dad went viral over the weekend saying he took his family of five for a day trip to Disney World, and it cost him over $1,500.
God damn.
For the day?
For the day.
No, they didn't stay anywhere.
Nope. They spent $974 for 5 single-day tickets with the Florida resident discount included.
What?
In that cost. Dinner was $240. And then at the end of the day, the wife purchased a lightning pass to skip the line because the lines were out of control for another $400. This is something that I legitimately don't understand. The economy has not been great for a while. Childcare has never been more expensive. Yet everything is so much more expensive when it comes to disposable income type of things to do with your family. I don't understand. I guess, you know, capitalism, God love it, everything like that. But for it to be, if you're a resident in Florida, you're just going for the day with your 3 kids and your spouse, and it's almost $2,000 to do that.
Jesus.
Like, what? It's also true with, you looked at the Knicks games in New York or even regular season Bruins games. If you're going to go with a family of 4 to a Bruins game, it's $1,000 once you park and, you know, get a slice of pizza. I don't know what we're doing.
Jesus.
Like, they just must not go.
Right.
And you're going to have to. Like, the pressure is going to be on sooner or later because James is going to want to go to Disney Cruise.
Right. I think we're going to do Disneyland this summer because we don't want to go anywhere Ken's been, but
you could have Ken be your guide when you guys go.
Curtis, be honest. You were telling him about it, and he's like, I'm going to be there around the same time.
Right.
Ken will also be in Disneyland.
Courtney, you are prescient. Hand on James's life, I told Ken I'm going before the 4th of July, and he said, Maya and I are going to be there on the 13th of July.
Yes.
He's going to be I had mentioned it once before, and Ken said to me, we're going to Disneyland on July 13th.
And it's the biggest robbery because I remember we went to Disney World a while back with the kids. Like, I don't get on any rides, but I still had to pay just to get into the park.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't get on no rides. It's, you know, just why do you, like, the adult, if you're not getting on rides? So I'm paying whatever that amount of money is just to walk around the park.
Yeah, you're right. They should have a different tier if you want to be just like a social guest, not somebody that's going to partake. And then you get a different pass if you want to be on the rides.
Hell no.
You know what would infuriate you?
Mm-mm.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Not actually in the Caribbean.
Did not know that.
Yep. Wiggy can tell the pirates about his misnomers.
Yeah.
Actually at Disney in Florida or in California.
Well, as long as the sand is white and the water's blue, it's Caribbean to me.
But one thing I didn't know all along, before your child turns 3, Disney is free. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so okay. Get as much done as possible. They're not going to remember it, right, but the pictures will be there.
They won't remember anything about it.
Right.
That's nuts, though. $1,500 for a day trip.
That is
with the Florida discount.
Yeah.
That is highway robbery.
All right, Curtis, thank you.
Yep.
We'll get a lead from Courtney and a lead from Wiggy, and I will get to my lead all coming up on the Greg Hill Show here at WE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
EI. Well, coming up at 7:20, it is They Said It, a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend, including what Joe Mazzulla said about embracing the darkness and what Jaylen Brown said about the rest of this series. Game four tonight, Eastern Conference semifinals, Celtics-Knicks, 7:30, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning, and that includes Would Wiggy Eat It and how one can apparently eat the Pope in a sandwich form in Chicago, among other things during the news.
Are you going to do a wacky daily segment, The Bermuda Triangle with Wiggy?
Yeah, I am worried about Coach because I don't know if his favorite pregame activity is as available in a foreign country as it might be here in the United States. So
my kids are concerned. Oh, they are concerned.
Really?
They're concerned about because when I said going to Bermuda, they're like, what about the Bermuda Triangle?
Oh, yeah. Have you done a deep dive on that?
No. I stay away from that stuff.
Oh, okay.
No,
it kind of goes balls deep.
Yeah, I stay away from that.
Don't worry. They don't fly over it anymore.
They don't? Are you sure about that?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what I tell myself.
Yeah. They are concerned about that. That and my niece, they're like, wait a second. You guys are going to Bermuda? What about the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, I mean.
I'm like, I think it's a myth. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I would just close your eyes on the plane. Yeah. You hate flying anyway.
Well, no, but when Courtney told me the flight wasn't that long, I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I hate flying, but it's only 2 hours.
In this airline, you're going to love. They serve your drinks in, like, nice glassware. They give you warm blueberry muffins.
TV's on the chair?
Ooh.
I
don't think they have TVs.
It's Bermuda Air.
So they give you the Wi-Fi TV?
They do it old school style.
All right.
So, like, they come around with baskets of warm blueberry muffins, and they serve your drink in an actual glass.
Right.
It's like there's nobody, not too many people that are fighting or getting into brawls at the luggage area.
No brawling?
It was like me, Greg, and two other people on our flight last time. Yeah. So,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did Greg order the in-flight chips and salsa like he did on our trip to Fort Myers?
Wait, what did I do?
Our first trip, you got in-flight chips and salsa.
Well, I mean, I was hungry. What am I supposed? Why am I not supposed to get chips and salsa?
Chips and salsa is a weird flight snack.
It's actually
messy.
It's very healthy, though. It's a healthy snack. Salsa is very healthy.
Okay. Chips are not healthy, Greg.
Okay, but salsa is. There's not many options, Shine. Like, I'm not going to get the stupid JetBlue cheese box because the cheese has been
right.
there.
Well, you only
you don't want pop chips? Pop chips are delicious.
Pop
chips are not delicious.
Oh,
nobody's ever said that.
Courtney,
ever,
my Sean. First trip with the Greg Hill Show, we flew to Fort Myers. Before we leave, Danielle bought a computer in the Terminal C, and Greg gets chips and salsa.
You're like, what is going on? The Twilight Zone.
All right. Well, they do have the in-flight movie, so that's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Some concern from texters that you're going to end up on this trip like Brittany Griner, like stuck in a Bermuda jail.
Yeah, no, I never travel holding.
Okay, all right, that's good.
Yes.
Good. That's good to know.
I wait till I get there. There's always there's always one person that is from.
Wait, do you think that's safer?
Yeah, because there's always one person from the area, and you tend to know how to, like, spot them.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, now you're profiling.
Right. It is. You know how to.
But you got to make sure you know what's in it. Yeah, my parents always said, don't take anything from anyone. You don't know what's in it.
No, that's true. But generally, that's.
I'm sure they did say that to you.
No, generally, that's where the smell comes in and right. the look of it and everything. But it's always that one.
Greg,
just a little, your head nods. What's up, brother?
We did the story on the guy that left his cell phone at the top of Mount Fuji. Yes. Like, you know how you hire the Sherpa to get you to the top?
Yes.
Wiggy lands and he finds his weed Sherpa.
There's always one, man. There's always one plug
out
there.
How do you know who the guy is?
It's a look. It's first a head nod, then it's like, what's up, brother? You good?
You hold it?
Nah, you don't say that.
Oh, you don't say that? No.
That means something else, I think.
Yeah, it's like, what you doing? What's there to do around here? I mean, keep it real.
You should do content.
Where the fun
for
at?
For the show, you should do content with Greg. You should have Greg try and find the guy, because you know who it is right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when Michael bought the marijuana, but it was Caprese salad.
Where's that good smell? Oh, okay.
This is gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
Wiggy's first time in Bermuda might be an issue.
Yeah, we made it through Ireland. We can make it through Bermuda.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. All right. Well, we will have four shows for you this week, starting tomorrow from Bermuda. We are there for the, I don't know, 31st annual Greg Hill Classic.
It's always fun.
To benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. So, cannot wait. But we have leads left, including one from Courtney. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I want to do a little bit of cleanup from Friday as well. Jordan Hudson, it was announced there were reports that she was banned from UNC's practice facility, football facilities. It seems as though the university came out after saying, no, that is not true. Okay. So they're
real quick.
Real quick, yes.
Okay. Shut that
Bill,
down.
Bill made sure of that. But then she competed in Miss Maine this weekend. Unfortunately, Jordan came up a bit short. She ended second runner-up, so third place, but Bill was there to support his woman. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, Mitch has photos of them exiting after Jordan waving at the paparazzi, but Bill looking all smiles. There's another photo too, if Mitch can get, of them in the car leaving, and they're both big beaming smiles. So they are making sure everybody knows all is well, everything is fine in the relationship. But Hudson did speak during this pageant, and I thought that her message was important. Okay. She said, quote, I hope those watching this find the strength to push through whatever it is and embody that hate never wins. So there you go. Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick, A-OK. Everything is fine.
Uh-huh.
Practice facility, football facility. She is good to go, and they look stronger than ever. But second runner-up.
What did you make of the report that when Bill was filming the, I think it was a DraftKings commercial, if you remember it, it aired during the Super Bowl. Bill was, it was supposed to be Nantucket. Bill was sitting out back by the pool. And there were guys that were calling for advice on wagers.
Yeah, I remember that one.
What did you make of the report that Jordan showed up at that shoot and suggested that the commercial would be a great way to hard launch their relationship? She came in a bikini and she wanted to be floating. This was not in the script, shockingly. She wanted to be floating in the pool during the commercial. So that would be the way that they could introduce their relationship to the public. Apparently what occurred, and this is not nice, but they actually filmed the segment but did not have the cameras on.
Gave her the old okey-doke.
Wow.
Yes.
She was like, you sure you don't want to read another take of that? No, we're good.
You nailed it.
You are perfect.
Yeah.
I have a question. What? Can you tell me one thing she's done, whether it be advice or just in her role as assistant, that hasn't led to her getting more airtime?
We're not talking about this.
Like, how is she? She's just helping herself.
Yeah, no, like in the Dunkin's commercial where she wasn't originally supposed to be in it, and then she made her way into the script.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a businesswoman. Yeah. I'll give her that.
Okay.
What?
Right. She does her. We know where she does her business. Okay. So she came in third.
Third. Second runner up.
I know, but third.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't call it second
runner up. Well, they do. They do.
I know why they do, but it's third.
Did you see a great contestant for Courtney's seat, Kwani, was a member of the judging team in Maine?
Yes.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, Kwani was on one of the judges.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, I was messaging her saying, so give me the scoop.
All right.
Well, it's nice that Bill was there with her father. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yeah, and Bill was very chummy with like
Who's
other.
Who's older, Bill or her father?
I think Bill.
Bill is older than the father. Yeah, yeah. Interesting. All right.
Oh, there's the good that's the shot.
Oh, Bill.
Them
drives.
Leaving. Yeah.
Oh, Bill's the driver.
Yep.
Oh.
Look at that Kool-Aid smile. Yeah. Right. There is no way she is not going to be sitting at Good Morning America with Bill. Right. That is his muse right there.
That is Joe Biden at the start of The View last week.
That's a Kool-Aid smile.
Mm. Can you advance that and see if her head stays above the dashboard?
Oh, stop it.
What? What? All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the leads coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.